From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee broke from his own party today. He announced he'll side with Democrats in support of a resolution scaling back President Trump's power to unilaterally take military action against Iran. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Lee made the decision after leaving a closed-door briefing with White House officials about the current situation in Iran. In that briefing, he says the officials tried to dissuade Lee and the other lawmakers from debating military action on the Senate floor.
It is not acceptable for officials within the executive branch of government, I don't care whether they're with the CIA, with the Department of Defense, or otherwise, to come in and tell us that we can't debate and discuss the appropriateness of military intervention against Iran. It's un-American. It's unconstitutional, and it's wrong.
The War Powers Resolution has been introduced in both the Senate and the House. It would force a debate and a vote in Congress limiting the Trump administration's role in escalating hostilities with Iran. A spokesperson for the White House was not immediately available for comment. Lee has supported reining in presidential war powers in the past, but he said he was undecided on Iran specifically before entering the closed-door briefing. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul also broke with the GOP. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
A Utah judge dealt a blow to opponents of the Inland Port Project today, throwing out a suit filed by Salt Lake City last year. The case argued state leaders illegally took over the city's taxing and land use authority. That power will stay with the Utah Inland Port Authority Board, which is overseeing the development of some 16,000 acres in the northwest quadrant of Salt Lake City. Incoming Mayor Aaron Mendenhall says the decision is disappointing, but plans on appealing.
It's our responsibility to our residents in Salt Lake City and really to cities throughout the state of Utah who will be impacted by this decision to get clarity from a higher court.
Jack Hedge, director of the Inland Port Authority, said in a statement he was happy with the ruling and said he would keep working with the city to push the project forward. Former Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes announced his bid for governor today. He joined six other Republican candidates since Governor Gary Herbert said he would not seek re-election. Hughes represented Draper in the House for 15 years and was Speaker for four of those. Hughes was raised by a single mother and is now in real estate development. He made his candidacy announcement at Dee's Automotive in Mill Creek.
You're the average Joe, the average Jane. You're the average people, and that's who I want to run for. That's who I identify with.
During his time in the legislature, Hughes led the controversial relocation of the state prison, helped block the expansion of Medicaid, and spearheaded the effort to address homelessness in the Rio Grande area. An early forecast shows water supplies in the Colorado River Basin are likely to be lower than normal this year. As KUNC's Luke Runyon explains, that's despite high snowpack in the Rocky Mountains.
It all goes back to the fall. States that rely on the Colorado River also rely on monsoonal rains that are supposed to arrive like clockwork in late summer. But that didn't happen in 2019, leaving soil throughout the region sapped of moisture. Cody Moser is a forecaster with the Colorado Basin River Forecast Center.
And it ended up being the ninth driest and third hottest monsoon on record, dating back to 1895.
Dry soil soaks up snowmelt before it can reach rivers and streams. And that's what's leading to the forecast of a lessened runoff for the Upper Colorado River this year. There are still a few months for that to change. Snowpack doesn't usually hit its peak until early April. I'm Luke Runyon.
This story is part of ongoing Colorado River coverage in partnership with KUNC in Colorado, supported by a Walton Family Foundation grant. When it comes to healthcare affordability, Utahns are feeling the crunch. A scorecard from Healthcare Affordability Reporting Hub, Altarum, put it 35th out of 42 states and Washington, D.C. Utah scores low in all categories when it comes to its laws and policy, especially in out-of-pocket costs and extending coverage to all residents. 53% of Utahns reported they had trouble affording out-of-pocket expenses. The report says Utah's Medicaid expansion should help very low-income residents get coverage, but urges the state to create more options for people who make too much to qualify for that program. You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.